Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, where we talk about all things Broadway, but especially tips, tricks, advice, and all that jazz.
And
Welcome back to episode 14. My name is Skylar.
I'm Michelle.
And that's crazy, right? 14?
14. How did we get here?
Consistency, my friend.
Consistency. Oh, jinx. Owe me a Diet Coke.
Literally, but diet only.
Oh, yeah, we do not do that Coke sugar here. We do the fake diet stuff.
Aspartame, baby.
Or you know what? I could also go for a nice good ginger ale. Give me a good gingy.
Oh, wait, we've been obsessed with ginger ale.
It's been saving us recently, to be honest.
Wait, that's so funny. So. This week we're gonna do our usual hyperfixation songs. We're gonna talk about all our lottery fails, some Broadway news, but our big topic of the day is gonna be a show review. I'm gonna review the new show, Maybe Happy Ending. I did it.
You finally
I did it.
got it right. I am so proud of you right now. I don't think I've ever been prouder.
Oh, thank you. If you've been listening, I've been calling the show what have I been saying? I don't even
A
want to say it.
very happy
There you go.
ending.
I've been calling it that for like the past 2 months. So might be. But yeah, we're gonna review that show, which is kind of funny because we just talked about ginger ales and we definitely got a ginger ale at that show.
Oh, we
It was
did.
delicious.
It, yeah. Well, actually, no. You got a ginger ale. I got a Diet Coke, and I was drooling over your ginger ale the whole time.
Oh yes. We
Remember?
were standing in line. I was like, I want a gingy.
It just hits the spot.
It really does.
I got a ginger ale at the next show we went to. I think it was it Sunset? What did we go after afterwards? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so, right? We haven't been in a while. But Michelle, you want to start with our hyperfixation songs?
So we could start with the hyperfixation songs, but I gotta be honest with you, I haven't been listening to much this week.
Oh.
I've been into more of the TV show world this week. I've been watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I
I
love that
haven't been listening as
show.
much. Such a good show. Okay, I guess if I had to choose songs for the week, in my third spot is a non-Broadway song,
Wow.
which I've recently rediscovered because for some reason I'm on like a 90s, early 2000s kick. It is Walk Away from Kelly Clarkson.
That the
No, that's Breakaway.
song? Oh
No, this is
Oh,
Walk Away, the I'm looking for attention. I want
that
intimate
is
attention. Would you
a
say, or
good
could
one.
you
Good to
go?
know.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've been on a kick.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, ma'am. It was actually the same album as Breakaway, so you were close.
I was close.
It was the official
Oh,
Breakaway album.
wait, is here I am once again. I'm
I'm
torn
torn into pieces. Wait, is that on this one?
brown eye. What is that called?
Behind These Hazel Eyes? Yes, it was the same
Oh,
one. Since You've
that's a
Been
great one.
Gone, same album.
Oh, iconic.
It was a good one. So I've rediscovered that this week. That's in my third spot. I this may be my first week I don't have anything Broadway on here.
That's weird.
It's weird for me. In my second place spot, I guess it's kind of Broadway-ish related because of everything going on right now. But in my second place spot is Santa Tell Me, the Ariana Grande song, because I am in the holiday spirit.
We are dying with holiday spirit.
We started the holidays November 1st. Skylar messages me the morning of, she's in her like Santa pajamas with her holiday
Wait.
cup. Oh, you're wearing them right now. Beautiful.
No, November 1st, I wore my Grinch sweatshirt, my Grinch earrings. I have my Grinch comp right here. It's Christmas. You can't deny it. It's the best time of the year.
It is
And
the
I've never
season
been
to be
happier.
jolly.
that's a great one.
We're in the holiday spirit. Thank you, thank you. And then in my first place spot, this song is in my first place spot because I was watching TikTok the other day and someone was live streaming the entire concert. So I got to watch the entire concert for
There you go.
free of Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were live streaming the entire thing. So back on number one on my list is Juno, which I had on my list quite a few weeks ago. It's such a jam. I remember playing it for Skylar and she was stunned at the
was.
lyrics. yeah, I guess I'm in like a groovy, early, girly, pop 2000s kind of mood this week.
Yeah, you really are. That's interesting because I'm like the complete opposite.
You always are. We're never on the same page.
We're literally never. So I guess my turn. So I've been all Broadway. I feel like I only really listen to, like lately though, I really only listen to Broadway. But in number three is, of course, because of all the hype, No One Mourns the Wicked. I don't know.
Such a good song.
Iconic.
One of the best opening songs for a musical.
It's wild to me that like that song doesn't have like more hype to it. 'Cause yeah, you're right. It's like the best opening song of a musical. So yeah, I've been listening to that. I texted you the other day. Oh no, you know what? I did not. I was walking down the street blasting it because I was going for a walk. I was blasting the whole album and I felt so empowered. And one of my friends was walking and they were screaming my name and I did not hear them. And she's like, she
Oh
runs up behind me. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I'm sorry. I was blasting Dancing Through Life.
my God. What a song.
So I'm back on the Wicked hype.
Speaking of Dancing Through Life, they leaked a peek of Dancing Through Life this week, the Jonathan Bailey version. It is so good.
The way we're gonna be so unwell when that comes out, like I don't know how I'm gonna be able to like go to work
I
or
don't think
like
I'm gonna be able to function that weekend.
right? Like there's no shot.
We need to buy our tickets because I know of like a lot of people, like family and friends, who have bought their tickets, and they keep asking me if I have mine, and I keep saying I don't yet, and they keep like giving me like sassy faces. So we need to buy our tickets.
We keep forgetting about that.
We need
But
to
what's
do it.
wild to me, and I guess maybe I'm where I live, it's not that like crazy as like the fact that I went to Starbucks yesterday and the cups were there, I guess whatever. So I've never pre-bought movie tickets. Like a weird concept to me. I've always been able to just
Really?
like walk in and see a movie.
Oh, it's like I've never had that. Like, you always have to like really pre-buy, especially around here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
That's weird to me. I've never done it.
Well, it's like this is the thing. You could walk in and around here, like you can walk in and like buy a movie ticket the day of if you don't care, like sitting in the front or whatever. But a lot of the movie theaters by me now are reserved seating. So if you want like good seats, like a little further back or towards the middle, like you have to reserve it in advance.
Okay. Like we have that, but like
People
it's
don't
not
go.
crowded. Yeah. I guess also like there's like five around me. So there's like and they're like there's a lot of them.
It helps when there's options.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so number two, because we're in the Christmassy spirit, but this is like so random, but it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, and you know what? I will fight people about it. 'Cause whatever. It's Believe from the Polar Express with Josh Groban.
What? That is such a random holiday choice.
That so good?
I don't even remember the song. I'm not gonna lie
You
to
have
you.
everything you need if you just believe. No.
No
What?
recollection. I've maybe seen, okay, I've maybe seen the Polar Express like once or twice, if even.
Ah.
I'm like an
Well,
elf. Grinch, Santa Claus girly.
did you see the Santa Claus Yeah, I think it was yesterday. It was 30 years since it came out. Isn't that
Crazy.
insane? That's such a
Actually
good movie.
crazy.
Bernard, 10 out of 10. Did you
You
watch
had a crush on
the
Bernard?
I should have put him on my Hear Me Out cake. See, this is my problem. I think of it
Wait.
after the fact.
How could you have a crush on Bernard? And no, for me, it was always Charlie, specifically in the second Santa Claus movie when he's like a teenager.
Yeah. But also, did you watch the new TV version of the Santa Clauses?
Yes, of course.
I love the brother, not the brother, the son.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Iconic.
He's in another movie, another holiday
Ooh, dropped
movie
you.
too.
I dropped you, sorry.
I saw the whole thing shook. No, he's in, oh my God, what's his name? He's actually in another Christmas movie as well that I watched, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
I'm gonna find it as you continue your hyperfixation list.
That was great. And then my number one is I was sobbing Friday night watching Hamilton again. Like, actually sobbing. Yeah, did I tell you I watched Hamilton Friday?
But why were you sobbing from it?
Because when Philip Osu goes at the end, I don't know what got me, but I've been listening to The First Burn. Why was that not in the
Oh.
show? Don't get it.
Well,
Now,
this, I mean,
after
this, to be
rewatching
honest,
it,
the show was long enough already.
no, but they needed that song. But yeah, I rewatched it and I actually was like focused on it, and I missed a lot in Hamilton, so I was very interested. But yeah, it got me for some reason. I think because I was very focused. Like, I wasn't even looking at my phone, which is weird.
Wow.
Yeah, like my phone was far away, and I was just in the corner of my couch watching.
That's crazy. I don't know. I have to watch it again. I haven't watched it in a while. I really like part of me is kind of holding out until we could finally maybe like see it in person again.
Yeah.
Like I want to have that experience.
That lottery is impossible. So if you've ever won Hamilton lottery, I applaud you. That's like you've
Applaud,
won that, like
applaud.
literally.
I
Yeah.
can't figure out what he was from. I'm on IMDb. He was in the Santa Clauses. He was in an episode of Never Have I Ever. He was in the show Family Reunion, Coop and Cammy Ask the World. He was on Bizarre Bark. I can't. I thought he was in another Christmas movie. I may have been wrong, but he's been in some like shows and stuff. But
What's his
yes,
name?
he's Austin Kane.
He looks like an Austin.
Yes.
He's 10.
His birthday's December 3rd.
Oh, he's perfect for those movies. Well, the TV show. Oh, that's sweet. Iconic.
Okay. So I guess then moving on from our Broadway hyperfixation songs, although mine were not Broadway this week, let's chat a little bit about our struggles we've been having with the lottery.
Okay, we've not seen a show in a week, which is bullshit.
I mean, for a lot of people out there, that may be normal, but for us,
We've not seen each other in a whole week in person. I mean, we
that's
talk every day,
crazy.
but like,
Yeah.
we're so used to physically. Yeah, we've been losing. And it's not like us to be losing, so it does not feel great to be
It
a
does not
loser.
feel good. We've gotten close a couple times. Like I got standing room for Death Becomes Her, but then nope, I lost. And
Oh,
again, yeah.
yeah.
And again, I'm pissed because we should have seen it already.
Me too, and I feel like I keep straight up losing. And I have a feeling I keep losing because I technically won that day.
I wonder if you're losing because we reached out to, like the support to
Yeah.
try to fix the situation. So I when we reached out to Broadway Direct, I was like being Skylar and I got a little feisty with them. So
I
I wonder if they put
got
you like on a blocked list.
Wait, my face is just on the Broadway direct. Oh, I mean, but we weren't
I
that mean though. We were
got a
just
little feisty. No.
asking for a solution.
I wasn't mean. I wasn't a
No.
Karen. All I said to them was, this doesn't make sense. I still want to give you my money. Why are you fighting me?
Take my money, y'all. I'll sit in the last row. Just put me somewhere.
I literally was begging for them to take my money.
I've never in my life had to beg somebody to take my money. Oh my God. Yeah, I wonder if I'm like in like a 2 month ex. Could you
I wonder if they
imagine?
have the ability to do that. I'm sure they do.
Oh, probably. But I just keep, and I lose everything. Like, it's not just that show, but I lost like Lion King, and I entered Wicked, lost that. Well, we always lose Wicked, but like, I just keep losing everything on Broadway Direct.
I think you were X'd out.
I think I got.
I'm sorry.
It's
But yeah, we're struggling with that. We keep trying all the telecharges. We're not having any luck. We
okay.
what's it called? We've been trying to do rushes in the morning. We did try the rush for actually Anne Juliet today, and it took us 7 tries to be offered fourth row seats, but we weren't gonna go tonight. We'd rather use the night to record the podcast,
Yeah.
but
Do some work tonight.
be adults,
Like
you know.
Roy.
But we really are struggling, and I feel overdue to see a show. It feels weird.
It feels really weird. Yeah, like Swept Away, we keep losing. Now I kind of want to see it.
I know. I had one swept away once. We said no to the tickets. We decided to go to Sunset Boulevard instead.
Yeah. Do you see that Tom Francis is out for like a while with laryngitis? He's gonna be out another week. So,
Oh, and he's
in the
still
meantime,
out.
yeah, he's gonna be out another week.
Well, is Diego on? Because if so, everybody listening, you really should go see Diego.
He's on. I don't know what day is, but he was on tonight, Diego. It is a Tuesday. He was
And
on with
all
Mandy.
And also, I just want to say, I know that everyone has different thoughts and beliefs on some situations and controversies going on with Sunset. Just remember, there's other people in the show, and the show really is a beautiful piece of artwork. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Good job. Perfect.
Thank you.
Some. I agree. I co-sign Skylar tonight.
Cosine stamp. Oh wait, what's it called when you go get like an official person to sign off also?
Notarized.
Notarize. Yeah. We're also getting this notarized.
Literally. So yeah, we're feeling weird in the fact that we've not. I mean, you could probably see on our TikTok. We don't have any like vlogs, which is weird. But we're trying. We're
We got
trying.
other content to post for you guys.
Yeah. It's just weird because I'm so used to like today at work, one of my coworkers was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, you're not like rushing at him here after work to go somewhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I've not won tickets in a long time. So we're hoping.
Struggle. But
We're
also, it's
hoping.
not even just about winning tickets. We keep looking at every platform to see if we can get some sort of discount or a deal.
There's none.
And there's none right now.
It's so expensive. And like, we love a good deal, especially because we want to see so many. But yeah, like, even outsiders, like, it skyrocketed.
True. The good news, though, is that by the time you guys hear this podcast, we will be seeing shows. Because we have
Yes.
tickets actually to go see Elf.
I'm so excited.
And we're hoping to get in at least one or two more shows throughout like the weekend. So
Yeah.
by the time you hear this, hopefully what we're complaining about will no longer be complained about.
And we should definitely review Elf next week.
Oh,
But,
100%. We gotta talk
or
about it.
within the line. I'm so excited. Our outfits are planned. My earrings are out. I'm so ready. I almost bought an Elf backpack and I was like, okay, stop. Because it was on sale. And I was like, should I get it? I was like, no, chill.
Yes.
Chill.
Skylar, yes, you should. I'm
Okay.
very bad with peer pressuring Skylar to buy things.
Literally, I'm gonna be unwell at the Elf.
Buy it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. So let's get into some Broadway news. A lot of shows kind of had their opening nights. So the first one we're going to talk about is the Louis Armstrong.
A Wonderful World,
Yeah.
the Louis Armstrong musical.
There we go.
I'm really excited to see that. We really need to go.
They have a
Like
rush, right? Or a lottery.
they do. They have a rush for sure. I have to double check about the lottery. I'm not 100% sure, but I really want to go see James Monroe Iglehart as Louis.
Was he in Hamilton?
He was at one point. He played a Lafayette.
And he was the genie.
Yeah, he was the original genie in Aladdin.
I think I saw him in Hamilton.
Maybe. I
In
actually saw him in Hamilton. Well, you said you saw Mandy as Angelica, right?
Yes.
I did too. I think we went around the same time. I think they were both in the cast together.
Interesting. We did not go together. Isn't that weird, guys? So weird.
Yeah, that was back in the days when we didn't go together to shows.
I barely went too.
And now we go every other day.
Least once a week. I've never met felt more alive.
The show looks really good, like in the pictures and stuff. It looks like they had a fun red carpet. Like, I wish we could go to one of these events just to see what it's like.
Can you just go and look? Like, be a spectator? Do they let people do
I'm not sure. I've never tried it. If anyone out there is listening and has tried that before, please let us know.
that? Yeah, because I'm curious to just like go and just pretend like we belong there.
Casually walk in.
Yeah, literally.
But I am very curious to see this musical. It's on my list. And I like that it's at a different location than usual. I mean, it's at the 54 Below Broadway Theater, which is kind of cool because it's kind of away from the other ones. It's actually above 54 Below the Music Club, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Huh. I didn't realize that. That's cool.
Yeah, so we gotta get tickets to go to that ASAP.
Definitely. Definitely.
Some other Broadway news this week. They announced the rest of the casting for the production of Othello that's about to open on Broadway, starring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. It's the revival is being directed by Kenny Leon. I'm curious if we would like that or not. What are your thoughts?
So I want to go, first because Othello is such a great, classic. But then, like, I love Jake Gyllenhaal. Did you ever listen to him in Sunday in the Park with George?
I've heard clips, yeah.
Oh my God. I
But
know it's
this
not singing. I know it's not singing, but I don't know. I'm curious to see him act, like,
is. Me
live.
too. And how often do you get to see Denzel Washington?
Yeah. So I definitely like if we could score some if they have a lottery, which they might not, but if we could score some like good tickets, like I don't care where we sit.
Me
Like I would
too.
just like to be in the room.
My only concern is I feel like with the two of us always struggle with plays for some
Yeah.
reason.
We do. We do. And it's gonna depend if there's an intermission and how long it is.
Yeah. I you know,
Usually
I
the
feel bad
intermission.
saying that we struggle with plays, but it's true, and I don't know why. It's just we always feel like by the time we leave, we're just like miserable at the end of it.
Yeah. But we've never really loved plays. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like even when we were younger, like I was more likely to go to a musical.
The only play, like for me, that I really like that I've seen on Broadway and that I love is Harry Potter.
Yeah, I would agree. That's the only one for me too. But also because of the effects too. I think that helps you stay
Yeah.
more engaged.
It does. Like I don't know, like it makes me think back when we saw on like what was it, Our Town and Left on 10th. I just felt so disengaged the whole show.
Okay, Left on 10th. I'm sorry, but like, who is paying people to say these amazing reviews? Because I'm sorry.
Skylar! Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but that was the most, like, every ailment that you could think of, this person had.
It was someone's real life.
Oh.
You know, it's based on a real story, right?
Oh, okay, never mind.
It
I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
was kind of painful to watch.
It was in like a lot of the direction, but whatever.
Listen, as we said last week, we give you guys our honest feelings, and I think Skylar just gave you the raw dog truth.
Oh, I'm so tired, and like anything's gonna happen. But yeah, that's how I feel. But okay, on lighter news. So Anne Julia is gonna celebrate its second year on Broadway,
Yay!
which is crazy. 2 years, and we've seen it twice, or you 3 times.
I wanna go again.
Well, yeah, we're going to this. A special sing-along performance is gonna occur on November 21st. And who is hosting it, Michelle?
JC Chazé from NSYNC. He was always my favorite member of NSYNC. Skylar, I want to go. I have to see him in person at some point in my life. Listen, I may be aging myself on this podcast, but I don't care. Have you seen him?
Recently? No.
I mean, recently, I will admit, he's not as nice. But back then,
Oh,
hubba hubba, okay?
yeah. Oh, my
I don't
God.
understand how people were Justin Timberlake girlies when JC was standing right next to him, okay?
My only concern, are they doing the whole show sing along?
That part I'm a little bit confused about, is exactly what's going to be happening. I do believe it is going to be the whole show. Like, I don't know, maybe it's like every time they get up to a song, he runs out and he like starts going off on it. But it's actually like they've done these sing-alongs before. Like they did one prior with like A.G. McLean from Backstreet Boys hosting it. So I'm sure we could find something online. But also apparently when AJ hosted, he also came out and sang a song at the end. So like I need to go to see JC Skylar.
Yeah, we gotta go. I wonder if there'll be like a rush that day. It might be really hard, but
It may be really hard. We may need to try to buy in advance and make use of our $10 today tix credit.
oh, yeah, we should definitely look it up. What day of the week is the 21st, even?
A Thursday.
A Thursday.
Oh, I already looked it up. I already looked it up. I have it in my calendar.
I guess we're going. That's iconic.
I just need to. Okay, listen. I know that like Joey Fatone is gonna be joining the cast like in January, but like I love Joey Fatone, but like I need to be in the room with JC though. Like you don't understand the difference.
You think, would you want a stage door?
I don't know if he would come out. I mean, if he would come out, that'd be really cool. I would love to. Oh my God, I don't even know what I would. Oh.
You can't talk.
The 90s kid is coming out at me.
Literally. Well, yeah, what would you say? Hello, Mr.
Hello, Mr. Chazes. It's nice to see
Hello.
you on this fine evening.
Isn't it pretty cold out?
I'm freezing my boobies off.
Literally.
It's cold.
Wait, what did we say? No, what did I say last time? Hi, how are you? Yeah, that's what I literally said. Like,
Wait, who are you saying it to?
I think KWP, right?
Oh yeah, when we saw Outsiders, Kevin William Paul is kind of signing our playbills, and he turns to Sky, he like grabs her playbill. She goes, "Hi, how are you?"
Idiot.
I'm just looking at Skylar like the million things you could
You
say, "You
say,
were great, you were
hey.
phenomenal, thank you for signing." She goes, "Hi, how are you?"
So dead tone too. Oh, me at the stage door is a sight. It's a sight.
Actually, I think that needs to be a TikTok that we make, is like
Yeah.
discussing, it's discussing the things we've said at the stage door. Because I also, oh my God, one of my most embarrassing moments ever is the first time we met Jason and from Outsiders. And Skylar asked me to take a picture of them. So I grab her phone and, like the overprotective mom, I go, okay, kids, one, two, three, cheese. I was like, what is wrong with me right now?
Literally
I probably literally
unwell.
sounded like a mother. One, two, three, cheese.
Jeez. The stuff that just like automatically comes out of our mouths is kind of funny.
No, my mouth, your
No,
mouth is
it's my
funnier.
mom talking about football to one of the guys.
Oh, at Sunset Boulevard, yeah, one of the guys in like the ensemble comes out and like
Raiders.
a Raiders sweatshirt. And again, instead of saying like, oh, you're greatest or whatever, Skylar goes, yeah, they suck. They disbanded in this weekend's game. And then he's like, yeah, but they're not bad as this team.
Oh, and then you start hating on the Jets. Not
Well,
the
who
Jets,
doesn't
well.
hate on the Jets, to be honest?
Well, right now they are sucky, but that's okay.
And you know I'm not a Jets fan. Give me a little
I am
Steelers. Give me a little
absolutely love
Steelers.
them. JETS. Come
I don't understand how we're friends. Like, moving on.
on.
The Jets is like my family's least favorite team in football.
Well, they
Right after that is the Patriots.
I can agree with the Patriots. I don't like, I'm not even gonna say it because we're gonna get canceled. Okay, go on. I'm not even gonna go there.
Other Broadway news. So it's official that Lucy Jones is going to be starring in 13 Going on 30, the stage musical. And it is starting in the West End. It's a musical adaptation of the original film. Now, Skylar, I know the rest of the cast hasn't been announced yet, but I have a piece of
Oh,
information for you that you may want to
what?
know.
What?
So,
What? Are you say Jamie
about
Moscato?
about a year ago,
Shut the fuck up. Oh,
Skylar,
oh, you're stressing me out. Okay.
let me Thank you. We're very loopy tonight. About a year ago, they did a 2-week workshop of 13 Going on 30, and it did star Lucy Jones, so she's continuing on in the role. And Matt was played by Jamie Moscato.
Oh my God.
You want me to
I
send you
would.
the article? It's a real thing.
I'm unwell. Shut up.
So I'm letting you know now.
I'm fanning myself.
From what I know, I don't think he's in anything right now. There is a chance he's gonna be our Matt.
Well, he is in
Is he in
Natasha,
something?
Pierre, and the
Oh,
Great
he
Otter,
is.
which he's gonna be amazing in. Can we glue on to
So
him?
maybe he won't be our Matt then. But he was in the original workshop, so I don't know. Could he leave that and then come the other one when it
Probably.
opens?
Maybe he's in a limited run for
Could you imagine if he comes to the US when it transfers here?
that. Oh.
What was that? What was
My jaw dropping. Oh
I'm
my God.
surprised you didn't know this piece of information.
I don't know how because I'm all over. I mean, I listen to his YouTube. Like, I'm weird in the fact that like I love Roxanne, but I only love listening to people singing it live. So go on YouTube. Or like Meant to Be Yours, I only listen to the YouTube version of him actually singing it in the show. But yeah, that's my man's. Oh my God.
Yeah,
That's
so
he's like moved up on my crush list. Like extreme.
what?
Oh yeah.
I thought last time we spoke he was in number two. Is
Yeah.
he not number two?
He number two. But it's like a competition. Number two, number one, they're competing. They're competing.
This is the way I view it. Number two is in a foreign country.
We're exposing ourselves.
I think number one should stay number one.
Yeah, until I see him live, I need to see that man
Once he
live.
comes to America, you can move him up.
The fact if I ever hear him sing live, Jamie Moscato, I think I would like, you'd have to carry me.
I'm kind of scared to see you in that circumstance. Like, I don't know if I could physically go with you to that one.
I'd have to go
Because
by myself. Just like sit there like.
I feel like I may get a little scared by you.
They would be like, who's this old woman freaking out over here? Like,
Oh my God. This old woman.
well.
Well, anyway, any other big Broadway news? I think the only other really big Broadway news is all these Wicked premieres that are going on.
Oh my God, insane. Insane. I wish
Some of
we could
the
get invited.
outfits. Oh, this Thursday, the 14th, is the New York City premiere.
Yep.
I wish.
I would give anything. He was
What
my
is
firstborn.
I just realized what you said. What is the thing from Dragon Tales? I wish with all my heart to fly a dragon to the world's apart,
The way we'd be so like we'd be so iconic. We would pull off the pink and green, like
whatever it is. And we
But
already
who
started picturing our outfits. Like we
we already sent each other like being the Lulu. Like I found my dress.
And the thing is, like, if we ever somehow did get invited with 24-hour, 48-hour notice, we would have to like run to Macy's. We would not have time for any of this.
No, we'd have no time. We'd be freaking out.
We already had the
But
plan, Skylar being green, I being pink.
the funny part is that we didn't even like discuss it. We both looked up, you looked up pink dresses without saying anything. I looked up green because I was like, obviously I'm Elphaba. Like, you're Glinda.
Yeah, we
As
kind
I'm
of know
sitting
who's
here,
who.
yeah, with my green blanket.
True. I mean, well, I finally scored Wicked Haul today. I got the Periwinkle Wicked Target sweatshirt, which I've been eyeing since weeks.
It's
And I'm so
gorgeous.
happy. And I got it on discount. It was only $20.
Iconic.
You know what? If we get
Iconic.
invited to on Thursday, that's what I'm gonna wear. Just the sweatshirt.
Yeah. That would be funny. So some of the like one, oh my God, did you hear that? I just lost my voice for a second. I'm back. Can we talk about Jonathan Bailey's outfit and how he showcased the Wizard of Oz in like three different aspects? So
Beautiful.
his shoes were the red ruby shoes. The silver like
Those the
button
Tin Man.
down Tin Man, and then the he had the flower, right, or
Yeah, I think
something.
it's supposed to be the poppy. But also, I
Yeah.
felt like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people interpreted it as that. But I also just interpreted it as him doing the Tin Man outfit because I figured the red poppy represents the heart that the Tin Man is looking for. But
Yeah.
maybe I read it wrong. I don't know.
No, I agree. But I think it was really cool that he didn't like, because you saw Ethan Slater, he kind of just wore it like a green
Yeah.
tux, but he kind of took it in his own way, and I really appreciate it because it just shows how much he put into Fiero too, which I like.
Could we talk about also his legs? Have you seen the photo of him in those shorts? I saw an interview of him today. And he said he gives it all credit to his ballet classes. I did not know Jonathan Bailey is a little ballerina, and I love
Ooh,
that.
I love that man. That man
And
is
also,
perfect
apparently, his
hero.
horse is the horse from Bridgerton,
I know.
which is crazy.
So unwell. He's a perfect hero. Like I haven't even seen him yet, like fully, but like I know for a fact he's gonna be the perfect hero.
I don't have a question in my mind. That man.
Literally. So he was iconic. Trisha Paytas was iconic
Oh my
in
God,
her
her dress was
black with
stunning.
little. And can we talk about, I was watching her on her podcast today and she was crying because she got invited. It was her first ever premiere.
Really? I'm surprised she was never invited before.
Crying. She was so happy and thankful. And I love that woman. That's a whole different thing.
I wish with all my heart to fly with Dragons in a Land Apart that we could
Yeah.
go to this Wicked premiere on Thursday. I don't know how. I don't know if there's tickets on sale to the public. Like, I don't
I
know how
see
it
no
works.
information anywhere.
No, but I did
None.
see that like a lot of TikTokers were like posting about it today that I think they started getting invites.
Yeah.
I guess we were not in the selected lucky few,
Guess not.
but we tried.
And then, of course, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Iconic.
Gorgeous outfits,
Yes.
gorgeous. They
Gorgeous.
slay every single time. Like, I've been obsessed with Ariana's dresses in particular that she's been wearing. I think they're
Yeah.
so pretty, the ball gowns. And you know, I know a lot of people don't like her with the blonde hair, but I actually really like it on her. I think it makes her look more like down to earth in a way. I don't
Do
know.
you think it's dyed, right? It's not a wig.
Yeah.
I wonder how they get that color. That's
Is
what I
that the
want to
color
know.
you want?
That blonde? No. I don't think I should go that blonde. My eyebrows are too dark.
We've been having a very serious conversation the last like week and
Yeah.
a half about dyeing Skylar's hair. I am all for making her hair like a brunette-y red. So, those of you listening to this podcast, send us a message what color you think Skylar should dye her hair. Maybe she'll listen to you.
Right now, it's like, no, I think I'm sold on it. Especially the one you sent me. It's just finding someone to do it. But my hair right now is like, what? Brown with blonde. It's many different colors.
I think we gotta do it before the holidays.
Yeah, I need to spruce up. I need lots of things. I need it cut. I need a lot.
It says that, by the way, it says that the premiere on Thursday is gonna be themed after the Oz Dust Ballroom.
Stop.
I wanna go so bad.
The way I would just start crying.
What
Like,
sucks
we
is
would
that
be
this
crying.
podcast episode doesn't even come out in time.
I know. Well, listen, if we were there, we'd be the best people because we'd be so happy. And we'd be
Yeah.
so into it. But they
It's
missed out.
okay.
They missed
It
out.
may not be meant to be.
It's okay. We love Wicked.
We really do. But, you know, this is for the kids in our heart that grew up with Wicked. Like,
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know how we were talking about, this just popped in my head before we get into the next thing. We were talking about the fact that Broadway doesn't have that nostalgia shows. I forgot about Wicked. Why did we say Wicked? We said Lion King.
well, yeah,
I forgot. Not bad. So
yes.
hopefully Wicked stays.
I hope so.
I saw something though, they're raking in a lot of money this past month with the news of the movie. So the Broadway show is doing well. But okay, so the last little bit, which kind of brings us into the show review, is last night was the opening night of Maybe Happy Ending. And that was like a lot of fun.
I love Darren Criss's outfit. Did you see him with like the peacock like
Yeah.
beaded on his blazer?
Yeah, I like that.
It looked like a fun premiere. I saw there were a lot of celebrities there. Like Neil Patrick Harris was there. I saw Tom Francis was there.
Laryngitis.
He was there.
That man should be home on bed rest. What are you doing, laryngitis?
What
Tommy boy. Man. If I was his mother, I'd be yelling.
Tommy boy? Oh
But like, that man has laryngitis.
God. Listen, you could go see a show without talking.
Yeah, but I don't know. But yeah, it looked like a good opening, and they were singing, Darren Criss and Helen. Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What did it get good reviews? Did you get a chance to
It
look them over yet?
got really good reviews,
Oh,
which I
really?
was kind of not shocked per se, but I didn't expect it to do that well, I guess, if that makes sense. Not saying it's a terrible show, But I saw something where everyone was like, now you guys can stop talking about the fact that it's not going to make it to opening because I got good reviews.
That's interesting. I'm surprised by it. I mean, we'll talk about it more, but I don't know. I thought it was a cute show, a very sweet rom-com, but do I think it was like the best show to be on Broadway recently? No.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, like, I wonder what changes they made because we did see it in previews. And I wonder if they took in any of our notes, not our notes, but people's notes about the ending and all that. But me acting like they took our notes. Could you imagine? That just came out of my mouth. But yeah, I guess
Should
shall
we
we
start
get
getting
into
into
it?
it? So,
Shall we?
getting back into and just reiterating again how we really do these reviews typically. We kind of break it down by 8 different categories: costumes, set designs, songs and music, choreography, the book, ambiance slash crowd control, casting choices, and then acting and pacing. Also, always an honorable mention is how are the bathrooms in the theater in general, which I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the potties that well there.
I
Ponder it.
don't, yeah.
Ponder. But anyway, so we usually rank these categories between 1 to 10, and then we add them all up, divide by 8 to figure out what is our average rating for the show and our overall rating. We discuss the topics a bit, kind of break things down. But also, in case you are not familiar with Maybe Happy Ending, just a quick little summary about the show. So the show is about two helper bot robots. Darren Criss plays Oliver, who is a helper bot 3, and Helen Shen plays Claire, who is a helper bot 5. You quickly find out that they are both retired robots that have been left at the retired robot facility. And they each kind of have their own issues. They're both starting to break down. Oliver's having issues with his Wi-Fi. Claire's having issues with her charger. And eventually, as you know, like over time, the robots are going to break down and it's going to be, the end. They're robots. Their parts aren't being made anymore. They have always lived across the hall from each other, never really spoke. And then one day Claire comes over asking if she can borrow his charger, and it kind of begins their little love journey, which first kind of starts off on as a friendship. They decide to go together to try to find Oliver's owner, James, because he still believes that James wants him in his life and didn't mean to abandon him. And Claire kind of tries to stop him because she's convinced that all humans are not nice. So they kind of just take this journey together, but also at the same time, she really wants to go out and see something that she only ever heard about on the internet, which is fireflies, which are only really located in one area in particular in the world. And then they kind of end up falling in love, and maybe there's a happy ending, maybe there's not. There may be a breakup, there may not be, but it's a little bit of a twist at
Yeah.
the end.
You know what I was thinking about? The fireflies is so random.
Very random, and I still don't understand how it relates to the story. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I agree. I agree.
Is there anything I left out that you think is important to know?
I think what's a little important is it's a small cast, so you don't have big ensemble songs if you're looking for that. It was more ballads we felt, which is another thing to note when you're trying to decide what musical to go to. It's definitely not one of those like shebang musicals.
Definitely not. Also, there is a lot of jazz in the musical in
Yes.
particular. There's even one of the cast members, Des Durand, plays Gil Brentley, and he's supposed to kind of represent like a bunch of different famous jazz performers. Because the whole shtick is that James, who was Darren Criss's original owner, was very into jazz. So therefore, Oliver is very into jazz.
Yeah. Which, do you know he was the voice finalist? That's a random fact.
Really?
Dish. Yeah.
I had no idea
Yeah, I read
at
that today. I was
all.
like, huh? Okay. That's a random
Huh.
fact. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. So as I guess then kind of getting into the start of the review, the first topic is costumes.
So they wear the same costumes.
Yeah, there was no costume changes. The only person I think who had a costume change was the gentleman, I believe it was Marcus Choi, who played James, because he also kind of plays his son as well, and a couple other characters too. But Claire and Oliver never change clothing.
They just put a jacket on, if anything. I like their costumes. They're very minimalistic. They're very like bland. She wears like a white top with like a yellow skirt, right, or something.
And like heeled boots.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, it's not that exciting, but it makes sense because they are robots. But I would say it's like a seven, maybe.
Yeah, like I feel like it's meant to look kind of basic because of that they're
Yeah.
robots. But I do think that the costumes were cute. One thing, and I mean, I guess it relates to costumes a little bit, but it's really more in a different category. The makeup. I thought Darren Criss's makeup as Oliver was really
Oh
well
my
done. Like
God.
you, and his hair too. You believed he was a robot. But also it had to do with his emotions and his acting as well. But I couldn't understand why they did not do the same with Helen's character. I felt like Claire didn't really have that robot look to her. And maybe it's because she's supposed to be a newer model, but still,
Yeah.
she's old enough to be retired. So I just felt like there was something missing there, in my opinion.
I agree. Darren Criss's makeup, even like right now, everybody, if you're listening, go look at the pro shots of him because oh my God. Like his makeup, his hair, there's not even a single thing out of place with his hair, which I think is like insane. But I agree, it is weird to me that she didn't have any of those robotic features. They could have just did like maybe a little bit. Like, I understand she's a newer model, but then how many models are after her? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, what
that was
model?
also never discussed too.
Yeah, so they could have definitely made her a little bit more robotic looking. I agree.
I agree with you as well. So what would you rate it? A seven still?
Let me do six now as we discuss that. Because I feel like
I am on
it's
the same
not
page with you.
terrible. Yeah, it's not terrible, but like there's still things that I wish were a little bit different.
I agree 100%. The set design. Now the set design I thought was actually really cool.
I agree.
It was in some ways very minimalistic, but in some ways it worked in the right ways. Like both Claire and Oliver have their little apartments, but it was so cool how they used like screens to kind of focus in and min like focus in like a camera kind of on whose apartment we're in when. And they also mixed it with the lighting. Like in the beginning, Oliver was always in blue lighting, Claire's always in pink lighting, but then towards the end when they start falling in love, they're in purple lighting. I thought that was beautiful.
That was cool. And I like when they went on the boat. That was cool. And then the firefly scene too, and how they had the
Beautiful.
fireflies all around and all around the theater too. I thought it was incredible in that fact. And you're right, like the two apartments was really cool how they move in and out, and then when they're together. The one thing I will say I didn't really like was when Claire was having her memory, like showing one of her memories of her with her old owner's husband. It was very dark, the projection, in the fact that I couldn't really make out who was talking. That was the one thing I didn't love. But other than that, I would probably rate it an 8.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would give it a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't have that same issue with the projection, but at the same time, I feel like there's a better way to do it than the projection. I don't know, in some ways, the projections felt cheap to me, if that makes sense. I mean, they felt smart, but also it, in all honesty, the projections kind of took me out of the story because the person that was playing Claire's owner, she had two owners, a male and a female. The female was played by a woman who starred in Teen Wolf. And somehow, like, and it's not in the playbill or anything from what I saw that she's in it because they're not physically there in person. So, like, that kind of caught me off guard at first. And then I was like, just taken away by the use of the projection. Like, I don't know. Like, I know that may not be a good criteria to judge it on, but it is true what happened.
No,
I
it's
felt.
definitely weird. And I think it's also like, I understand you don't want to hire actors just for like one scene. Although it was more than one scene.
Was
They could all
multiple.
they could have had people in. They could have hired actors to do that. And
Like
I
the
think I would
same.
like it better. And I
I
would have felt
agree.
it more. The yuckiness of it. I would have felt more if it
No,
was an
I agree with you. I agree because the same way, remember they had a couple throwbacks for Oliver with James, and Marcus would come out as James and do those scenes like in person. Like, I don't know why they couldn't do that with Claire's owners.
Yeah, because he would be like lip syncing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
You know what? I may go. Do I go down to an 8 or do I keep it at a 9? I'm gonna keep it at a 9 because I love the lighting and the set.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Songs and music. For me, unfortunately, this category is not too high because I don't remember any of the songs and music. And we only saw it like 2 weeks ago, and I think that says a lot.
Me too. Oh my God. We have no idea.
I literally don't remember a single song in the show. I only know like that little part that's always on TikTok in the advertisements.
Yeah, like I think this musical is more people are going for the storyline than like the listening, if that makes sense. If you go see The Outsiders, the first time like you saw it, you never listened to it. So, and you were humming it after, right?
Oh my God, for days.
Yeah, and you didn't even know the music then. This, to me, felt more like a play. I almost feel like it should have been a play in the aspect that it's a lot of ballads, but like you almost don't need the songs for this story to be shown.
I agree. I didn't think it was necessary to have the music. I
Yeah.
actually no. The way that the jazz music was in the
Yeah, you could
show,
keep that, definitely, yeah.
I thought that was important, but the original songs I don't think were helpful to the plot.
I honest to God don't remember. Like I remember the opening because it was Darren Criss singing, but like can I sing the words to you right now? No.
I feel really bad. I don't remember a single song in the show.
Yeah.
I'm like embarrassed to even say that right now.
Right?
I feel like people are gonna judge me for that. They're gonna cancel us right here and now.
We're not saying they were bad.
No,
We're
they
just
weren't bad
like,
songs.
just not a musical that we're gonna probably go back to and listen to.
No. I think for me, I'm between a 2 or a 3. I'm not gonna lie.
I was thinking 4. Because I think at
Okay.
some points it helped. Like, I like the song when they were traveling. I thought that was funny.
I don't remember it. Was I there with you? I don't remember any of this.
Yo, my allergies were so bad that day, remember?
Oh yeah, it
Oh
was
my
funny.
God. Yeah.
I think I'm going to because I really don't remember any of it. My 2 is for the jazz music.
Was good, and he had a great song. Wait, look at me right now. I'm so cozy. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, no, it's cold. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm freezing. I really should get slippers. My toesies are cold.
Not the toesies.
And not the toesies. What are we gonna do? Choreography. There wasn't really any choreography because there wasn't an ensemble. The question is, do we even feel like we need to include this category this week? Do we take it out?
I was thinking it's the robotic movements choreography, but then
It's
that's it.
more directing.
Yeah, I guess we should take
Let's
it
see.
out because that's kind of mean.
I'm trying to look. Did they even have a choreographer? No, they didn't. So I think we should take it
Take it
out. So
out,
we're only
yeah.
going to rank seven categories this week.
Yeah.
Next is the book.
Okay. So I thought it helped at some aspects in the fact that you, when they had like flashbacks, I think those were very helpful in understanding Claire and Oliver and understanding like them deeper than, oh, they're just robots. No, like they had like this whole other life that like now they just were abandoned and just seeing the downfall of that. I think that was great and that helped understand why they have such a hard time falling in love with each other and giving in to each other and all that. I thought it was funny in like the scene where they finally, you know, they're dating and they pretend to fight and stuff like that.
Oh, that was so
That
cute.
was good. And showcasing the stupid things that we do when we're in love with somebody. Or the stupid fights that you might have over like silly things, but then you reunite with the person you love because they are the person you love.
Yeah. I agree. Like I really liked how there was a naive side to both Claire and Oliver. Which I think is important for these characters because yes, they're helper robots. They're trained to do certain tasks and to take care of their owners, but you have to remember they also are, it's almost like a form of AI. Like they aren't humans with regular human emotions. So all of these aspects are new to them. Whatever they know about love is only what they've seen or what they've read online and studied. So I think it's important to have that naive aspect to them. I did think the book was very interesting. I thought the story like was clever that like Oliver is secretly trying to save money to go and see James. I thought it was intriguing over the fact that, a lot of the helper robots are starting to like retire. Their parts are breaking down. They're officially going to be shut off, after a certain point. And I thought it was clever that the way that the two of them meet is because she needs to borrow his charger. Like, I thought that was really cute. My only issue with the book was like the last 15 minutes. I don't,
I
they may have
agree.
cut it out now, but if we're basing it off of what we saw, I don't think it was necessary the last 15 minutes where it started becoming like, so they're together, they're happy, then they break up, then they like are gonna get back together, and then they're like, okay, I'm just gonna erase you from my memories and existence. And then like you don't know if they did it. It's kind of hinted that they don't, but it started to drag on very long. So I hope that they cut at least 5 minutes from it, just to kind of summarize it a little bit quicker. I also did think it was clever, the side stories they had, like why did James give up Oliver? James has a son, and it's also interesting the way the son views Oliver. The reasoning as to why Claire's owners gave her up is very interesting. But at the same time, I almost wanted to dive deeper into that, and I felt like it was touched upon a very surface level,
I agree.
aspect.
They needed to do a little bit more with Claire's because I was like, wait, what?
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was shocked. I guess they want that shock value, but at the same time, I wanted to know like what led up to that occurring. I will say I found it a little odd to me that Oliver would just go out into the street to get quarters and stuff. Like, are they allowed to be seen among
No, and they said that that's why he would go out like in the raincoat and like kind of cover up that he's a robot because the robots aren't supposed to leave their rooms, they're not
the
supposed to
rooms.
get any money. Like Claire mentions it in the show that's like illegal or something.
Yeah, that was
Also,
interesting.
I think the like you said earlier, the Fireflies plot.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it was so random.
I mean, Claire, it was supposed to be that Claire's like obsessed with these Fireflies because she believes like the way that they light up is because of their chargers. Like she thinks that they're robots, but they're not. They're a natural
See, I thought
effect.
she was gonna use it to like fix, like try to use the fireflies to fix something, like a charger or something. I thought that was why she was so obsessed.
Yeah.
To fix herself. But then it was like not, it was just like the firefly scene and then it was over. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like I wanna know, is it because her owner was obsessed with fireflies? Like what? Like just a little tidbit if they just added as to why she's so obsessed with them.
You know, that's really true. Like even one scene with the owner talking about like her and telling her about fireflies, when the whole thing would have
Yeah.
made more sense to me. And also, as you were talking about that, I just finally remembered one of the songs in the show. The one song that stood out to me was the number with Oliver and James when they were walking throughout like the house. That was a cool number. And see, you don't remember that one.
I don't. And we just saw it. That's why we're talking about it. Because I was like, we should see it.
Huh. So what would you rate the book?
Ooh, four.
You're going that low?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think for me,
Now, when we were talking through it, like at first I was like, ah, it was good. And then as we're talking through it, I'm like, oh, wait a second.
I think for
This,
me,
and this.
yeah, I totally understand that. I think I'm gonna go five.
Oh, it's fair.
But that's, you know, it's interesting. There are cool aspects of the story. It's very unique. I mean, it's nothing else like it right now. But you know what it may also be? I'm kind of over these AI robot stories.
It's a new thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's doing it. And it's like, I mean, this does not affect my ranking at all because it wouldn't be fair. It's just a personal thing. Like, I think it's time to move on from the AI stuff.
It's definitely, it's like that, and like vaccine stuff is the new thing.
Yeah.
Like
Just
that's
like
there's
that's too fresh for everyone.
like I don't really want to go to Broadway and see you guys fight over vaccines. Like that's
Yeah.
not what I want to do, but that's my own opinion. That's me.
Ambiance crowd control. I don't remember there being any crowd issues or videos.
No, I love the ambiance. You walked in and there was jazz music playing. It was a
Yeah.
good vibe. Like it definitely brought you into the mindset of the show.
Yeah.
I
And
loved it.
even you know what I liked? And this is you know, credits to Michael Arden for his directing. I love that the character of James like sits on stage and it's supposed to be like he's controlling the music. Like every time a song
Yeah.
stops, he gets up and starts his record player. And I
Yeah,
think it
that's
just
cool.
really added to the ambiance. Like for me, I think it's a 10 out of 10.
Me too. Me too. I loved it.
And then the next two categories we always kind of do hand in hand, which is casting choices and the acting and pacing of the show. Casting I thought was well very well done. Everyone
Yes.
really fit their roles.
I was a little confused with the age difference because Darren Criss does look significantly older than Helen. So then I was like, okay, it makes sense because he's an older model. So I guess that's what they're going for. But I definitely realized the age difference between them.
I think the makeup helped age him down a little bit because when we were watching like videos on TikTok, I thought he looked a lot older, but in person during the show, it didn't bother me as much. And I thought they kind of made her look a little older.
Older.
I loved her as Claire. Like I thought she played the role perfectly. Him, and also him as Oliver. Like he was
He did
so
great.
robotic. Like
Insane.
it was crazy.
Yeah, he did a great job, and he did a great job in like the like subtle things too, because like his helper bot, if you say like what is it, thank you, he has to say you're welcome or something.
Yeah, and it was so quick, like the responses, like It was
It
so
was so
smart.
funny. And then you go, you're like, but he would change his voice. So he'd be like, "You're welcome," and then change it back to monotone or whatever. So I like that, in showing that he's a robot.
I do wish, in terms of casting, I wish it was a bigger cast. Like, I wish that like James's son was not also played by James.
Yeah.
Because like you, in all honesty, like you could tell it was him with a beard and mustache on.
Okay, I have
And
a
that also
confession to
took me out
make.
of the story. You don't tell me you
I
thought it was
did
separate
not.
people.
I thought it was separate people.
Skylar.
But also, I have really bad eyesight. And you know my glasses are bad. So,
I mean, I'm
keep in
assuming it was
mind.
the same person. It was the same person, right? Yeah, only four people bowed.
Oh. I was
Yeah.
also so out of it.
Or is it Daniel May? Does Daniel May always play the son?
I thought it was two separate, but I could be completely. You know me.
I'm going by the amount of people that bowed. It was only four
Yeah.
people. So I
So that
think,
makes sense.
yeah, because Marcus Choi, it says, like, even on the website, like, he plays James and others.
Really should have. I agree. They could have casted somebody to be Claire's owners. They could have casted another person to be the son.
And just, I don't know, did they keep it as a small cast to go like the cheap route?
I don't know.
It
Weird to
felt cheap a
me.
little to me.
And you know what's weird to me? I don't fully understand. Like, I loved it, but the jazz singer guy, I don't fully understand why.
Why he was in it? I mean, I think it was just supposed to represent the connection that James and Oliver had, like, they really bonded over jazz music. And also, wasn't it a thing in the show that like James kind of conveys messages to Oliver through jazz music? Like, remember, oh yes, remember at the end, like that ends up being J Oliver's password is it's jazz music. So that was the connection.
There we go. Okay, now it makes sense. See, I'm glad we talk about it because sometimes I miss things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's important to talk it out with someone.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, I thought the casting choices were really great. I thought the acting was really well done.
Yeah, like I thought they were in love.
I did too. I do wish, and I said this earlier, I wish that Claire was more robotic.
Yeah, I agree with
Like,
that.
Claire just felt like a young
Normal.
20-year-old girl to me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Or at least give us some context as to why she's not as
Yeah,
robotic.
like, you know what I would have loved? Like, in the beginning of the show, I know they spoke briefly about like the helper robots. I wanted more details on them. Who created them? Why? What are these different versions? Like, it would have been so funny to even have like a little like past commercial play of the helper
Yeah.
robots. Like, and now we have the helper bot five. Da, 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 da. Like,
Yeah, they could have. And you know what? They could have made the show a two-act show. Like,
yeah.
we needed an intermission.
I think that's why it felt long to me, is because there wasn't one.
Yeah. And I think, like, honestly, they could have added these details and it would have made it two acts.
Yeah.
But
I
so
agree.
I would still give it a 9.
For both casting choices and acting pacing?
Yeah. Because the only
Okay.
thing really that has more to do with the book, everything else was kind of was
Yeah.
good. They worked through what they had.
Casting for me is a 10. I think for me, acting pacing is closer to like, I kind of want to say 7, but I'm gonna round up to 8.
Fair.
I did feel like the pacing in some moments was a little slow, but towards the end.
Definitely the end. Yeah.
So now we're at our favorite part of every podcast, where I tally up the scores while Skylar rambles.
What should I ramble about
Skylar,
today?
what is something you feel very passionate about this week? Ramble on about all the things you're gonna buy at Elf this weekend.
Okay. So we're going to see Elf, and that is one of, like, it is my favorite Christmas movie. Although The Grinch is very close, as to I have like a million Grinch things around me right now. But they have a tote bag. And me and my tote bags, I can't control myself. Tote bag The sweatshirt I want the Santa hat too. The mug? Are you kidding me? Like, they know what they're doing. They've got me in a chokehold and I haven't even seen the show yet. The way I'm gonna go to that merch table and literally gasp out loud like I've never seen it before is gonna be insane. Also, I really want to meet Gray Henson after it. Really
We've met
want
him
to.
before.
No, but I know. But I want him to say something, pretend like he's Buddy the Elf, and take a video of him and show my preschoolers.
Oh, that's such a cute idea.
The way they would flip out, because this class is so into it. They're so into it.
So, I finished the rankings.
Oh, okay.
What's interesting, even though we rated a lot of categories very differently, our average was the same.
That's weird.
Exactly the same score.
What is it?
We both rated it.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
We both rated it an overall 7.14 out of 10.
That's fair.
It is fair. I thought it was going to be a little lower. Like I thought it was going to be more closer to a 6, actually. So I feel better.
What did we do for Word of Relevance?
Okay, let's go back. Hold on. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. You did a 4.75 out of 10, and I did a
Okay,
4.87 out of 10.
okay,
Well, here's
good.
a question. Do you feel like maybe Happy Ending was a better show than Water for Elephants?
Yes.
I think it was too. I was really bored during Water for Elephants.
That show's closing soon, too.
But I also could have been having a Kit Kat high during maybe Happy Ending.
Literally.
As everybody out there knows, I love me a good Kit Kat.
We were vibing when we walked into, because we were early, so naturally. We went, got some ginger ale, you got Diet Coke, Kit Kat. I had a granola bar. We're sitting there with the jazz music, and we're like, this is life. There was no one around
Yeah,
us. That
we were
was a good ambiance. So good
grooving.
job,
Very
maybe
good.
happy ending.
Very good. You know, it is a cute show. Like, would we
Yeah.
go again? I don't know. It would have to be the right opportunity.
I would say an ideal thing for the show is to see it on a two-show day so that you have this at 2 o'clock and something else, like your big musical in the afternoon or the late show. That would
Yeah.
be ideal.
Yeah, for like a one show day. I remember we both left kind of feeling like meh, like
Yeah, it was a Friday.
it wasn't the Big Bang like
Chip Bomb. Where were Delulu after?
Yeah. I
We
hope we're
definitely just got in the
Delulu this
car.
weekend. I think we will.
I think we will. At Elf, are you kidding me?
Oh, speaking of that, we went to maybe Happy Ending, just one funny really story.
Oh my God.
and
This is
then
really gonna show our like the way we are ride or die.
So we parked in the parking lot right across the street from maybe Happy Ending.
It's so good.
And we were so happy. It was right across the street. We walk, we chill, we relax. And we go to the counter. I had paid already online. And I think I did like Spot Hero or Park NYC, whatever it is. Actually, no, not Park NYC, Park Wiz. And they say to us, okay, you owe me $10 for oversized vehicle charge. The two of us are like, what?
I said, no, we don't.
I don't have a big car. I have a small car. And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, you have a big van. We're like, oh no. Skylar at the same time goes, we're like, it's not a big car. It's a small car.
Yeah.
And I'm literally like, it is smaller than all of these other cars you are pulling out of this lot. And the guy goes, okay, let me take a look. And he starts pulling the car around. And then we see the guy who's like in charge of the dealership.
I wish we recorded this
I
because
wish we did.
no
I wish we did. They pull my car up. They say, don't worry about the $10. We get in the car. And I'm about to, we're both about to go in actually. And I look up and I see the owner of the like parking area taking pictures of the car. Skylar and I in unison
Like, we
start.
didn't even know that we were gonna both do this.
We both at the same time go, "Why are you taking pictures of the car?"
Yo, I stepped on the little, you know, that little thing to get in the car, the little like support
Yeah.
thing. I was like standing on that,
Oh
like I was a newsie, like
my
whoa, whoa,
God.
like.
Like you were a newsie.
That was good.
The two of
Yo,
us were
the
seeing
snap.
red. And then we get in the car and he's like, "Oh, I have to take a picture. I have to take a picture."
I
We're
said,
like,
"No,
"Why?"
you
We're like, "Why did you take a picture of the car? Like, it's paid for." The guy said, "Don't worry about it." He's like, "Oh, I have to send it in to make sure that they, know not that we didn't charge you for these $10." And I said to him, I was like, "Is there gonna be a record of this? Like, is it when like if I park into the parking lots, is this gonna be registered somewhere? Like, do I have to be concerned about this in the future?" And he goes, No. But we were frustrated because he admitted that it was his worker's mistake because when they checked in the car, they marked me down as a van, which I physically don't see how that's possible. I do not have a
No.
van-sized car. So that's just a little fun story from the night we saw Maybe Happy Ending.
It's a PSA. Make sure if you're parking places, not only to like double check what they write down, but do not say it's an SUV.
Yeah.
If they say if it's an SUV and it's not, like.
Say no. And also, what, and but I don't even think we had officially answered that question when he asked us it. He just kind of made an assumption. But also, we parked in this lot a few weeks prior. When we were seeing another show, I think it was when we saw Anne Juliet.
No,
And
once upon a mattress.
oh yes, you're right. And we saw another woman having a similar issue
And we were
at
like,
this same lot.
yeah.
We thought maybe it was her, like a her thing, but now we see what it was. So just a word of warning, if you ever go in the lot across from Maybe Happy Ending, they may try to con you. So be careful,
Yeah.
please.
And it was funny because just the way we both snapped. Like, that's how you know.
Skylar
I
had my back.
was, my face, I was not having that.
And we're not people that snap. We are not Karens. I promise you. Yes,
No,
we
we're
may have
not.
complained to Broadway Direct, but we are not
Yeah.
Karens.
We're not caring. No, we just, you know, if you do something wrong, obviously, we're not going to pay $10. You're not taking my money.
No, that's $10 I can be putting towards seeing Outsiders for what is it, a
Literally.
fifth time?
Oh my God, yeah. Definitely. So that's so funny. A little. Oh, we didn't even say we won lottery for this. So we only paid $35
Yeah, it was a
each.
good deal.
Good
Well, that
deal,
and
good
that was
deal.
with fees. That was with fees.
Yeah, there were 29 without, which is sick.
So I guess that's it for this episode.
Yeah, I'm a wee bit slippy. Slippy? Oh
No,
my God.
you need to stay up because we
Sleepy.
are entering those lotteries at midnight.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You got 2 hours.
I got this.
I'll keep you awake.
Are you just gonna clap at me? Wake
Yeah.
up,
Wake up, wake up, wake
wake
up.
up. Skylar,
We got
Skylar,
lotteries, we got lotteries. Maybe
Skylar.
outsiders, maybe outsiders,
Skylar,
outsiders.
outsiders. I'll watch something or read. I don't know. We'll
Put on
see.
Elf. Well, anyway.
So anyway, I'm leaving.
What?
You don't know that? Oh, next to normal. Oh my God, I
Oh
just slurred. I swear I'm
no.
just tired. I'm not under the influence. Oh my
Well,
God.
anyway, as always, you can follow us on TikTok at Love Letters to B Way with 1 Y or on Instagram at Love Letters to B Way with 2 Ys because 1 Y was not available, which breaks my heart. And also, for any business inquiries, please reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, that's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We can be reached 24/7, any hours of the day. We would love to chat with you. We would love to help chat shows. We would love to help with advertising. We would love to attend the Wicked premiere if you're listening.
Yeah. Michelle doesn't sleep, Skylar sleeps. So you'll probably hear from her quicker than Skylar.
Oh yeah, Michelle does not sleep. But if you message us at 5 a.m., you'll hear from Skylar. that wake up in the morning and I see messages from Skylar, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
So I just have like a random tidbit because you know how I was like doing things with my fingers, like talking. We talk a lot with our hands. And today I was giving instructions, like I was teaching, and this kid was mimicking me so that she understood the instruction. Because I was like, okay, you take the, we're making hippos, you fold it in half. And she's going like this. That just reminded me, sorry. I thought it was really funny.
Followed your hands.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And like my facial expressions too. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Skylar has some interesting kids in her class. I just
Yeah, I
have a lot
really
of
do.
stories.
Yeah. They're 10.
Well, anyway, yes, follow us on social media. We post a lot of fun things. We are fun on there. If you're not following us, you're missing out.
I would say we're funny. We're a wee bit funny. Just a wee
Yeah,
bit.
we are a wee bit fun. At least for me, I think we're a wee bit funny.
Yeah, I chuckle a little bit.
I have a little chuck.
Little chuck.
And then, like I said, send us an email. Anyway, rewinding or fast forwarding, that's the word. Yeah, fast
Look,
forwarding back to what we were doing
look how
before.
close I am to the screen. I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Okay.
We
We
are
are
signing
signing off
off on
on
our
our
14th
14th love
of letter
letter
to
to Broadway. Oh my God,
Broadway.
that was good.
That was not bad, but we do need to learn how to speed it up.
We did a little bit, but good job. Yay!
Yay!
Thanks for
Okay.
listening, guys.
Thank you.
See you next
Bye-bye.
week.